From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Most of us do have our must-see TV shows, the ones we DVR or download from Netflix, or if you're cable-deprived like me, beg your friends to tape for you. 2012 was a banner year for television, with seemingly more high-quality programs being produced than ever before. We picked up on another TV trend that emerged this year, hate watching. The website The Root has a list of most hate-watched shows this year. So does TV Guide and TV.com. And so does our very own Rebecca Lavoy, Word of Mouth senior producer and resident television addict. She's usually behind the scenes, but today taking a seat in the studio. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, Virginia.
So hate watching, what is it?
It's basically when you find yourself totally devoted to a show that part of you hates and kind of makes you feel bad about the next morning that you're watching it. It's something that's been alive and well on the internet for a while. I think of websites like Television Without Pity that has been posting snark about TV for more than 10 years. But with the rise of Twitter and easy blogging platforms, it seems that everybody hates to watch hate watch TV.
So this is not the same as guilty pleasure TV.
No, it's not like a soap opera. It's like a show that maybe is regarded as good. It's kind of a mainstream show that you just can't stop watching even though you kind of hate it.
So why do we love watching programs that make us feel bad about ourselves?
You know, I think we need them to some extent. There might be something about having something to complain about that's a little divorced from real life. I mean, we can complain about, you know, U.S. foreign policy, or we can complain about Homeland. I think Homeland is a little bit more comfortable to complain about.
All right, so let's get to it then. Your list of shows that you hate watch this year. One that I and many others complained about, Homeland, you just mentioned. What happened to this formerly great show?
Well, basically, Homeland went from being a taut thriller about terrorism and the secret mental illness of a CIA operative and U.S. foreign policy to turning into a full-on soap opera. For those who haven't caught up, I don't want to spoil too much, but between the idea that the world's most wanted man could be hiding in a factory somewhere in Pennsylvania and Carrie suddenly being back in the CIA, I mean, the season just got more and more implausible, but what got truly hateable was a storyline involving the terrorist-turned-congressman-turned-double-agent's teenage daughter, Dana. Just listen to one of the most overacted scenes from the season. This is Damian Lewis as Brody fighting with his wife, Jessica, about what else? Dana.
She'll be okay.
Are you sure about that?
She's 16 years old. It's not like there's a five-year-old out there wandering the streets.
That's not the point! She ran someone over!
I know!
And she's trying desperately to do the right thing.
And you think I'm not?
He's basically already late.
And the sounds of it, he's not going to be out of there anytime soon.
He's got to be. He can't mess this up.
You act as if I have a choice in this. I don't.
Of course you do.
Tell me what to do.
Tell the CIA to back off. I mean, you tell them your daughter matters more.
I can't.
Whoa, so are people over Homeland?
No, it's a little bit overacted, but it is still a Golden Globe nominee. People still watch the show, and I think the Petraeus scandal this year gave us a little bit of hope that maybe it wasn't as overblown as we were all saying it was.
Truth stranger than fiction. Also on the list of most hate-watched show, The Newsroom. This is the newest Aaron Sorkin creation, and it's on HBO. Here's a montage of one of the most annoying characters from that show, Maggie, played by Allison Pill.
I'm an associate producer.
Since when?
About 2 hours ago.
That's great.
And you're wasting my time. You guys duke it out over who my boss is, but I'd like to get this one thing right.
Come with me.
Take the pad.
I'd like to say that I don't feel I need to be supervised.
Okay, I heard you say that.
I've been here a year. You've been here 3 days. Cut it there.
To be fair, almost everybody who works here at NHPR in the newsroom watches this show.
As all do, news media.
They really do. And I think we all had hopes about being like a new West Wing, but the show totally overreaches. The political commentary is like anvils dropping every 5 minutes. And as that clip demonstrates, the real weakness in the show is the characters, especially the women who are simply silly. In West Wing, he let the characters sort of build on a slow boil, but this show is just completely overwrought and overdone. And I watched it every week.
Of course. And this, the other thing about this is you talk to us a lot when you come in and watch after watching shows about what was happening on Twitter, you know, what was happening on Facebook while these shows were on. And I'm wondering about this second screen phenomenon. In other words, watching a show while also watching what other people are saying about it in social media. Is that making the hate all the easier to stir up?
I think it is. It makes you realize you're not the only one sort of having this thought about a show that's happening, about a piece of dialogue in real time, for example. It's much cooler on the internet also to be a little bit of snarky. And then there's also the added benefit that there are so many clever people watching these shows out there that it gives us clever things to say at work the next day about it when, you know, we repeat the tweet, for example, as you just mentioned.
Okay. So on also on your hate to love list, another HBO show and Golden Globe nominee, Girls, created by and starring Lena Dunham. Now, I love this show. What's your problem with it?
Well, I hate that I love it, but I do love it. I love the writing, but I do find the characters totally unrelatable. This is a group of girls, privileged, seemingly totally unaware of the real world swirling around them as their parents send them money and they live in great New York apartments. But I do have to say, the reason that I keep watching it is the dialogue, is the writing of the show. Maybe the best single piece of dialogue this season on any TV show that Lena Dunham wrote herself about one of her fictional friends saying about her was, "Have you ever noticed that when she, Lena Dunham's character, gets dressed up, she'll put on a good dress, nice shoes, lipstick, and then leave her forehead shiny?" You know, this is the reason why we watch the show, because then we come in the next day and we laugh about what a great line that was.
There's a no hate to love list complete in our office without your next pick, which is Downton Abbey.
That's right.
I shall have arms like Jack Johnson if I'm not careful.
I'm strong enough to wheel myself.
I'll be the judge of that.
Morning.
I keep thinking about William. Oh, he should be here. Not exactly instead of me, but sacrifice should be rewarded. He was the brave one.
Let's face it, Virginia, you love this show, I love this show, we've made our coworkers love the show, but it is a soap opera. What's really funny is that this year on Downton Abbey, as Matthew's paralysis story got really going, the same exact time, it was the same exact storyline on The Young and the Restless, where the character Jack Abbott was shot in the back, put in a wheelchair, and suddenly one day felt a magic tingle and could suddenly walk again. Just because there are accents does not mean that this is a soap opera.
It was a miracle. And we're talking about TV that we hated to love this year and sometimes love to hate. Rebecca Lavoie is Word of Mouth senior producer. She's a rabid TV fan and second screen viewer and has compiled a list of some shows that a lot of us watched, even if they made us feel pretty badly about ourselves the next morning. Okay, so also on the list, this is a show loved, loved, loved by many. But in your case, you hate that you love it for a different reason, Game of Thrones.
I do. You know, this is a show that I hate that I love because I had zero expectations about it. And when I talk about it to people who don't watch TV, I explain that I love a show with horses and medieval violence. And, you know, it's a fantasy series of books. It just sounds ridiculous. But there is one thing to love hating about the show, and that is the character Joffrey, who is maybe the meanest, most hateable character I have ever seen on television. I have a quick clip of him that we can listen to.
What is all this?
Turning this room to its proper appearance. Say what you will about the Targaryens, they were conquerors. That is a seat for a conqueror. It needs a room to match it, not vines and flowers.
We can't find Arya Stark.
Well, with luck, she's dead in a ditch somewhere.
Perhaps, but if not, we need her. They'll never give Jaime back to us for Sansa alone.
I think they might. They're weak. They put too much value on their women.
I love to hate him so much. Joffrey is played by Jack Gleeson, who, as much of the internet has pointed out in our second screen viewing, bears a stunning resemblance to Nellie Olson from Little House on the Prairie. I really feel bad for the actor. I know he's a great person. He was just named a high scholar at Trinity College, and he has no aspirations of continuing his career of villainy. But this is a character that you just want to slap. And even the next morning when you wake up, you still just want to do that.
And here's another factoid about this. Most illegally downloaded show of all time, and it was snubbed by the Golden Globes.
A total snub. Meanwhile, Homeland, which was on my list, was nominated, and so was The Newsroom.
How about Mad Men? Now, this is a perennial favorite for all of the thinking television people. What was the matter with Mad Men this season?
There's one thing wrong with Mad Men, Virginia, this year, and I'll just let her name speak for itself. It was Megan.
1, 2, 3, 4.
But that song became a huge hit. I thought everyone loved Megan.
Playboy Don Draper married his secretary, Megan, in a plot twist that I thought might be a red herring. But then we had to spend an entire season watching this couple fight, make up, get toothaches. And of course, in the scene where she sang this song, squirm at the discomfort of former Playboy Don Draper and his adoring wife. One thing I loved on the internet, the Grantland.com blog said that in 1966, an alien landed on planet Earth and that alien got married to Don Draper.
Okay. Well, I'm saying that that season was not a total loss. Didn't hate Megan as much as you did, and apparently the internet. But another show. I've heard you tease this one around a little bit at the office called Nashville.
Now, this is a show, Virginia, that I hate, that I love this show, but I do love it so very much, and I'm not alone. Even the very snarky website Television Without Pity consistently reviews this show with a grade of A. It was not nominated for a Golden Globe, but both Hayden Panettiere and Connie Britton, who star in it, were. For those who haven't been watching, it's a show about country divas in the music industry. Raina James, played by Connie Britton, is basically like a Trisha Yearwood-type character, and she's kind of up against a little Taylor Swift wannabe. So it's kind of about fame. It's about the music business and the state of it. And honestly, it's just a great show, and the songs written by some great songwriters, and I really think it's something you should be watching. I think you'll hate yourself, but it's worth a watch.
That's Nashville. And we do, of course, have a complete list at our website, wordofmouthradio.org, and on our Facebook page. Quickly, Rebecca, any shows just worth watching?
I would say shows that won't make you feel bad about yourself in the morning. Always Breaking Bad, excellent, coming back soon. Louie, Boardwalk Empire, truly excellent. Don't worry, Virginia, there's plenty of good stuff out there. And there is no harm in a little post-Homeland guilt.
Thanks so much for sharing the love of hate.
Love to hate, Virginia.
Rebecca Lavoie is Word of Mouth senior producer and office critic of What's Worth Watching on TV, for better or for worse. You can see her full list of TV she hated to love and loved to hate in 2012, along with other hate watch lists, on her Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio. Now coming up, a New Hampshire retailer fills an open space with gifts made by prison inmates. We're going to hear that story when Word of Mouth continues.